fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, homies? All that hate from Austin is ridiculous. And here's the thing, man. I mean, I was on the ride down here, got a ride down here, and I this weekend they were playing Anthony Richardson. Is it Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
He was playing, you know, first he said he could beat LeBron in a dunk contest right now because he was LeBron's 40 or whatever, you know, obviously he's a little bit older. But then I started to listen to him. He's like, oh, I'm 250 pounds, which I didn't realize he was 250 pounds. And, you know, I know he runs a sub 4.6 and all this and all that. And then I walk in here and DP and Austin are talking about Big Ten quarterbacks in the NFL over time. And this man, Austin, has the nerve to say, we don't know about C.J. Stroud. I mean, the blatant disrespect is, you can't even hide it. And it's not even different. It's just full-fledged hate.
Mm-hmm. Can I at least have like 10 seconds to defend my position?
No.
C.J. was great last year.
Okay.
I expect him to be great for years to come. It's also been 1 year.
Okay.
He doesn't get put on the all-time list quite yet, but he's certainly trending that
same,
way.
But on the same, in the same breath, you're talking about Anthony Richardson like he's done something. He got...
That was not me.
No,
you're I wasn't saying that.
DP?
I'm excited for Anthony Richardson.
Stop all talking, Austin. DP, how many times have we talked about top-rated quarterbacks and he brings up Anthony Richardson? Is it correct?
I'll accept it. Yeah.
You have different strokes for different folks, but different rules for different fools.
Rules for Thebe.
here's what's funny. Anthony Richardson came to Houston and he got put to sleep permanently for the rest of the season. And now you're still talking about what he can do.
Rookie mistake. He's not a rookie anymore. You ready for year two?
I wish I had the outlook on every single of my pro teams like you do. You know what? You don't need to be a Colt fan. You sound like a Dallas Cowboy fan. This is the year.
I will tell you that over the last 15, 20 years, there has not been a more mid NFL team than the Colts. Really big highs, really low lows. Pretty much all averages out to 500.
The Colts.
And I'm content with
it. You know what the Colts are, DP? They're the equivalent of Phil Mickelson. Because if the Patriots weren't in their run, mm-hmm. Peyton Manning would have 7 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. If Tiger Woods wasn't around when Phil Mickelson was in his...
They're the Mark Price of...
No. I'm not even... That'd be disrespectful.
The Brad Daugherty.
Listen, for everybody out there, if you have a pear-shaped body and you're 6'10", 6'11", and you have 3 dips in your mouth and you like NASCAR, you look at Brad Daugherty and you could be potentially at NFL or NBA Hall of Fame.
Yep. Brad Daugherty, Blackfoot, North Carolina.
Yeah, they got him straight out the woods, man.
Straight out the woods.
Straight out of Hickville. But I thought my man Sean Bryson was country from Franklin, North Carolina. Oh. I don't know where he's from. Brad Daugherty is a whole... Guarantee you.
Country squared.
Guarantee you he eats raccoons and squirrels. No doubt about it.
He's familiar. He is squirrel soup. Adjacent.
Squirrel soup.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you act like Brad Daugherty. And I've met him once in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, man, you are a piece of work. Great
he's
guy.
He's proud of it.
But he's great. I mean, he was a great guy. But I looked at him. I've never seen anybody have a dip in his left side of what I don't know what this is called. Your chin. Okay, and then another one opposite. Like, he was trying to get, like, 45-degree angle, like, dip, you know, dipness.
It's unpleasant. Because if you're talking to him and he's double-dipping, you fully expect to be spat upon any moment.
Yeah.
And not clear spit, like a full tobacco spit.
Tobacco.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he had it all in his beard and stuff. It's just all flavor saver.
Ooh. Texter says, settle it with a bet. What quarterback will do it better?
What did he
this
say?
This year.
Between who?
Richardson and
Stroud. Oh, that's not Stroud. Even close. It's not even
yeah,
close.
Yeah, CJ's going to have the better numbers.
We're going to beat you, Austin. Richardson's going
to have the division title, though.
If you saw how we handled Pittsburgh, you need to be scared about what the Buffalo Bills was doing.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Listen, Austin, your first quarter of your season is going to be horrible for you. You're going to be Jake Sorensen-esque.
Jake didn't handle the payoff very well.
Here's what Jake – see, here's the thing about Jake. He's excited about Tua getting that new money. Here's how I know Tua's not going to play good. He talking straight cash, you know what now. He talking about Brian Flores. He said, show me the money. Tua's like, I got over on you. It's over. Mm-hmm. They gave Waddle money, Tua money, and for whatever, Tyreek Hill money based on some fictitious rating from players. Trade. His buddies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's how I know that.
Collusion.
Here's how I know it's fictitious. I'll never forget, and I will not name names, but we were playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Two guys from Auburn on opposite sides of the ball. You know, you walk and, you know, dap up or whatever. Hey, man, you got your guys lined up to vote for me for the Pro Bowl? Yeah, I got you. You got your guys? Yeah. I said, this is a travesty. Now one guy actually should make it, and he should be in the Hall of Fame. But I was like, man, you got to be. But that's how business is done.
Stealing money.
Is that a don't hate the player, hate the game scenario?
That's just play the game. It's not even hate the player, hate the game. It's just the way things are done, and that's fine. I mean, I was naive and dumb at that point, and I can admit it. I was out there saying, all right, well, if I play good, I'm going to give up. Nah, that's not how it works.
Who you know, Jay Foreman? Not what you know.
I walked around for a whole offseason in Minneapolis and obviously Houston when I was first alternate, because I was just as – now, I got a little bonus off it. So that's obviously why I was really, you know, I really was in there like George Jefferson walking in there. But that was as good as making it for me. Now, it's because, actually, the guys that made it were legit. Ray Lewis, Zach Thomas, Junior Seau. I can't.
Yeah.
You're going to walk up to one of them and
yeah.
say,
yeah, lead the league in tackles, second in tackles for losses for inside linebacker. Yeah, that's great, but these dudes got I can't sit up here and say, you know what? I understand.
Ah, well, that's the legacy award. You get the snapshot of time award.
But they played, though. I mean, Zach Thomas was cold-blooded. And at times, he actually, in my opinion, outperformed Ray Lewis as far as big impact plays. Now, I know the defense was set up different in Baltimore. It was a totally different style of conferences and all that stuff. And what people don't understand is, like, the difference between the game now and then, the guys that played back then. So, like, just take, for instance, Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed. Just take those two. They would be the best safeties of all time right now. Because, number one, they pass more in this day and age of college, or not a college, of pro football. And the quarterbacks are so bad. So, and this isn't like sitting on my lawn. I'm an old guy, and we walk 10 miles to school, DP, and it's
uphill both ways.
Uphills both ways.
In the snow with no shoes.
It's actually reality. The emphasis on the run game was there then. So that means you're not, the clock, the games are shorter as far as, mm-hmm. You know, because the clock runs. And the passing game was predicated on physicality, because we were able to be more physical on defense and they had to be more physical on offense. Whereas now, it's more plays, more opportunities, worse. You know, I don't have to convince you guys. The quarterback play at every level is atrocious. Right? So the quarterback play is atrocious. So then therefore you get more freebies. And they throw it more. So if you look at Troy Polamalu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Those numbers, or Ed Reed's, or you know, Sean Taylor didn't pass away, or anyway, if they played right now, it would be, it wouldn't even be fair.
Can I ask you? It's the thing I literally had planned to talk to Barry Thompson at 6 o'clock, but you said quarterback play is terrible.
In my, that's just my opinion.
Okay,
the playing the position, not talent, not arm talent, not all that. I'm talking about. I'm talking about operating as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And winning football game.
And why do you think that is?
Because I think the fundamentals of playing the position is no longer an emphasis at grade school, middle school, high school, and sometimes in college. It's, I've seen you do one thing, that means it. And it just, they don't, like, okay, let's just take managing a game. Because they don't call plays. So everything they're doing is like hand fed to them, so they don't have to play the. There's an art to playing quarterback. There's an art to what Tom Brady was able to do. There's an art to what, where like Brett Favre was able to play, like Peyton Manning was able to do it. These guys these days, they don't do that because they go from 7-on-7, where like it also doesn't help defenders or receivers. Right? Okay, let's just take a quarterback play. There's no pass rush. You don't have to move in the pocket. You don't have to, like, reset yourself in the pocket. Like Tom Brady, and I always say Dan Marino, he could move in the pocket so efficiently. He didn't have to. He would dominate right now because he knew how to continue to look downfield, keep his shoulder squares or whatever, and he had a quick release, but he knew how to just, like, move a little bit in the pocket. They're not doing that in 7-on-7. Right now you're getting it, and then also defenders. We saw it with a Bookie from
Bradley Hiles.
Yeah, Bradley. His name was Bookie, right?
Yeah.
So what did we see from him, DP? I don't know if you remember. You weren't. I don't know. You weren't here when Bookie was getting recruited.
Mm-mm.
It's right before you got here. Mm-hmm. He went out to that Nike Elite camp, and they were showing things. Oh, he was jamming guys up. Well, he was literally crowding the line of scrimmage. He's not, and this is, goes both ways. I'm a defender. He's not having to worry about run. He's pass interfering. And then guess what? Remember when he was at Oklahoma, he led the nation in pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. It's that the fundamentals of football is not there.
So back on quarterback specifically, are you saying that essentially quarterbacks are just memorizing the answers to the test and there's not as much critical thinking that goes into the position?
If you guys,
very formulaic,
if you guys went to school when I went to school and took Greek mythology, you had to try harder at not passing the class and getting an A than getting it. And I won't tell you how you knew how to get an A. These quarterbacks are being told what to do, one read and do it. Now, that's why the guys that actually can play the position of quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, A.A. Ron, all these other guys, that's why they're going to play forever because they're able to do things that's going to have longevity. Me and DP talked about it very frankly about Cam Newton. Cam Newton was one of the most unstoppable forces to step foot in the NFL, no different than Derrick Henry or Randy. That's how great Cam Newton wasn't good. He was great. He was unstoppable for a 6 to 8 year period. I don't know how, until he started to really wear down. What really I felt that, like, selfishly, that I got let down, or not let down by Cam, that I would have liked to seen him do is be able to have that Tom Brady in his game so he could have continued to use the things that made him unstoppable in year 10, 12, 13, 14. Now, granted, going to New England and the way that they were trying to use him and all that wasn't to his skill set. So I think the quarterback play is bad because of the way they've changed college football. I think when you put in the spread offense, it no longer was playing quarterback like you needed to at the youth level. It's like, let's get our best athlete. And be frank, where I grew up, maybe I would have been that quarterback, right? So you're the best athlete on the field. Let's put the ball in his hand as many times as possible. Let's not teach him how to play quarterback. And when we run this offense, it's one read and throw it, or we're throwing it up deep and get a pass interference or a big play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cam from 2011 to 2018 was different.
So that's 8 years. Yeah. And first of all, his first game, he said, listen, you thought old boy Locklear from Washington or the other dude from Missouri is supposed to be number one. I'm just going to throw for 500 yards coming right out the rip. Mm-hmm. Right out the rip. In the year that Cam was the most unstoppable, he had Ted Ginn Jr. was his receiver. Now, he had Greg Olsen, who I think is a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And then they had Cotry as well. So he didn't have a number. He didn't have Steve Smith then.
Right.
Now, he had Steve Smith's majority of it, but, I mean, it's – so I think the overall quarterback play, and I'm sure Barry Thompson could tell you a lot more because he's an expert. I think the overall this is start to finish. That means let's just go from high school to pros. If you take every quarterback play, I think it's horrible. I think if it was good, I think that you wouldn't have that much turnover. You wouldn't have Daniel Jones playing the way that he's playing.
Hey, that's a $160 million quarterback, Jay.
I don't care.
He's good at the position.
Right. Good for him. He got paid. But, I mean, let me ask you guys this. What quarterback worth a plum nickel you seen throw those interceptions? Now, interceptions happen all the time. Practice, preseason, and regular season games, and Super Bowl. What quarterback have you seen in, let's just say, the last 6 years, that's worth a plum nickel? That's what my grandma used to say, worth a plum nickel. Because she always tell me, like, when I clean my room, it'd be horrible. She's like, boy, you ain't worth a plum nickel. I don't know what plum nickel is, but it means, like, I ain't worth nothing. Have those type of interceptions. And also, DP, in a controlled environment, when you're getting basic defenses and basic plays. Have you seen any?
Nope.
I got nothing.
Kyle Wilson. Never.
Wilson. You know, I feel sorry.
He's my answer for everything.
Hold on. I feel sorry for my man Wilson out there in Denver. He don't have a chance in hell to start. He's in there with the third or fourth team. He's trying his damnness, right? He's actually trying to do the right thing, and he has no help.
Yeah, and they're not really working for him to put him in situations
where
he should succeed. It looked like it was kind of a mail-in. Get through how you get through.
Yeah, you're going to be like our third quarterback. You'll be up and down in practice. You know, it's going to come down to salary cap.
Would you like to know what a plum nickel is?
Is this the same? Is this the Urban Dictionary?
No, this is just general.
Okay, let me hear that.
So a plum nickel, also called a plugged nickel, is a nickel that has the center taken out. So there's a hole in it, and it decreases the metal value of the coin.
There you go.
So that, it was not
you
worth
ain't none.
Lesser money.
Yeah. So. There you
Ta-da.
Go.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah. There you go. Now, can you put plum nickel into Urban Dictionary? What do you think that going there?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. No. Don't do that.
We're not on stream?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't need that conversation. You got kids in the car.
Yeah, I know, right? Little Greg in the back.
Right.
Daddy, what's a plum nickel?
Right.
I had to look it up, and it's exactly what we were saying from the internet. So,
yeah.
There you go. We're good. See, it travels. Ebonics travels.
Well done.
There you go, man. Anyways, a good segment there. Quarterbacks in the Big Ten. We'll see, man. Here's what I think: playing college football now is the easiest thing to do.
It seems difficult for some programs around the country.
No, I'm just talking about me individually. If I came here or anywhere.
Yeah, just the thing. How many teams, Jay Foreman, actually have a chance to win the national title football? Yeah, that's the 10. Question for after the break.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's a good question. Because I think it parallels the NFL, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to think about that on both ends. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.